MLB requires photo ID to pick up tickets yet blasts Georgia for voter ID law. By Warner Todd Houston on April 4, 2021. Even as Major League Baseball continues its attack on Georgia's requirement to show a valid photo ID to vote, the league has a photo ID requirement of its own for fans picking up tickets at the stadium. South Carolina Republican State Representative Nancy Mace took note of this requirement and found it hypocritical. "Hey at MLB, this you?" Mace wrote, as a caption to a screenshot of baseball's will call policy at MLB.com. The MLB pulled its 2021 All-Star Game from the Atlanta Braves' Truist Park in the wake of the state's new election integrity law enacted last month. The league has characterized the law as a voter suppression law. Still, according to an analysis by Heritage Action, the left has floated a series of myths about the law, noting specifically that the law actually preserves or expands ballot access in several important ways. But the league's decision to take the game away from Atlanta is costing the city of Atlanta the tens of millions in revenue it would have realized if the game was held in Truist Park. In a recent report, Bill Volkman, finance director for Cobb County, appraised the All-Star Game's economic impact ranging between $37 million and $190 million for the region. Despite Atlanta being majority black, losing 2018 Georgia Democrat gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams praised the league's decision to move the game out of Atlanta. "Disappointed at MLB will move the All-Star Game, but proud of their stance on voting rights. GAGOP traded economic opportunity for suppression. On behalf of PAC targeted by #S.B202 to lose votes plus now wages, I urge events and productions to come and speak out or stay and fight. #GayPaul," Abrams tweeted on April 2. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.